With no rain here in Beijing and across many central and northern provinces, officials say many parts of the country are now in the grips of the worst drought in five decades. Rainfall has been up to 90% below normal, leaving more than 4 million people without drinking water, so too 2 million livestock. But as you say, the biggest concern is for this winter wheat harvest. In some parts, the crop is almost half the crop, rather, is now being threatened by this drought. Frequent cold snaps, too, have not helped the situation. We're talking about an area of 24 million acres of farmland. The hardest hit regions could see their crop yields fall by 20% this year, according to one expert. Add to that problem, 20 million migrant workers who are now without a job. Many have returned from the city to their family farms. They were hoping to work the land until the economy improved, but now that may not be an option because there's not enough water for irrigation. There's also concern about a blow to farm incomes, which will be another hit to this economy, which has already been struggling with a collapse in exports. The government has declared a Category 1 emergency. There could be some relief coming over the weekend. Weather forecasters predict some rainfall in some of the hardest hit regions over the next few days. Andrew?
John, half the wheat crop potentially under threat. What can the government do apart from pray for rain?
Well, this Category 1 emergency gives it access to transportation facilities like railways and also to the airlines and that kind of thing to move aid around as it needs. So it also frees up a lot of money to help farmers in those regions. There's also the Strategic Grain Reserve, which the government won't tell us, won't release figures on how much is being held there. But last year, for example, China had a bumper grain harvest, more than 500 million tonnes. Almost half of that was bought up by the government. They keep part of that in this grain reserve for these types of emergencies. But you have to keep in mind that China, since 2003, has been a net grain importer. So any hit to this winter wheat harvest will most likely be felt around the world.